Have you ever felt like you're sleepwalking through your own life? Like you're merely a character in someone else's movie? According to Vadim Zeland's Tufti the Priestess, this intuition is more accurate than you might think. Reality isn't the solid, continuous stream we perceive, but rather a series of discrete frames moving from past to future, exactly like a film roll. What we experience as real is merely the currently illuminated frame, while everything else, past, present, and potential futures, exists simultaneously in what Zeland calls the dream space. Think of reality as an onion with multiple layers. Most people are only familiar with two, physical reality and dream space. But these aren't separate realms, they're interconnected dimensions of the same system. When you dream at night, you're not experiencing random neural firings, you're accessing actual film rolls from this vast archive. This explains phenomena like déjà vu, moments when our experience seems to contradict established reality. These aren't glitches in memory, but instances where film rolls intersect or overlap. If reality is just the currently illuminated frame on a film roll, then changing your future doesn't require altering the present, which is impossible, but illuminating a different forthcoming frame. This is the first step toward conscious reality creation. Your consciousness operates through two distinct screens, inner and outer, and your attention shifts between them, keeping you perpetually asleep. When lost in thought, you're oblivious to surroundings. When focused externally, you forget yourself. Either way, you act reflexively, unable to control your circumstances. Consider driving somewhere only to realize you don't remember the journey, or becoming so absorbed in a book you don't hear someone calling. These examples show being asleep on one screen while disconnected from the other. This oscillation prevents true awareness. You're either thinking about the world or experiencing it, rarely both simultaneously, which limits your effectiveness. To wake up, you must pull your attention from both screens and shift to what Zeland calls your awareness center, the midpoint that allows you to observe both thoughts and surroundings simultaneously. This creates a state where you see yourself seeing, think about your thinking, and become conscious of your consciousness. Imagine watching a movie where a character suddenly turns to the camera and says, "I know I'm in a film." This is what happens when you awaken to self-awareness in your life. You recognize that while others follow external scripts like sleepwalkers, you can choose consciousness. This awakening isn't permanent. You'll repeatedly catch yourself falling back into unconsciousness when distracted. The moment your attention is captured, you cease to exist as an aware being. Your attention is no longer yours. Develop control by establishing two trigger types: outer triggers, wake up when something happens, and inner triggers, wake up before you act. External events should signal awareness, and any action should prompt you to check your focus. When you control your attention, you control your life. People respond differently to you. Your energy flows differently, making you like a firefly in darkness, attracting attention and goodwill. The practice requires vigilance. Whenever something happens or before acting, say, "I see myself and I see reality." This shifts your attention to awareness, allowing conscious choices rather than reflexive reactions. Most people try to change reality by manipulating what already exists, the current frame, pushing against circumstances in a futile struggle. This approach fails because you can't alter what's already present. Zeland offers a revolutionary alternative, composing forthcoming reality by illuminating future frames through the intention plate, an energy plexus extending from the spine that functions like a film projector. The process is simple. First, wake up to awareness by saying, "I see myself and I see reality." Second, activate the plate by focusing attention on it. Third, while maintaining this focus, imagine your desired future. The plate projects thoughts and images from this outer intention center into physical reality. this isn't mere visualization, but a technical process of selecting which film roll becomes your reality. When composing reality, you determine only the end goal, the impending frame, not the sequence of events. Once you illuminate your desired frame, events naturally arrange themselves to manifest that reality. Reality mirrors your thoughts and actions. When caught in this reflection, you become passive and unable to affect change. Most people think, "Love me, help me, give me," and receive the same demanding energy in return. The solution is straightforward. Replace "give me" with "here, take." Don't seek love, radiate it. Don't look for kindness, be kind. People naturally gravitate toward those who give selflessly. Zeeland's Advantage Method complements this approach. When facing unwanted circumstances, most people express non-acceptance, unconsciously creating worse realities. Instead, find advantage in everything, particularly in difficulties. The method works by catching yourself in non-acceptance, seeing reality clearly, identifying potential advantages, and accepting the situation. This isn't mere positive thinking, it's a technique for shifting to a more favorable reality. Apply this preemptively by declaring that whatever happens will benefit you. This reduces the importance of events and improves your mood, creating sweet harmony, a state of well-being regardless of circumstances. Most people follow a predetermined script, believing they have agency when it's merely an illusion. Life happens to you rather than you living it. Self-awareness only emerges during moments of self-questioning. Otherwise, you're like an oblivious character in a film. Once awakened to this reality, you face a paradox. Rejecting the script outright brings negative consequences. Instead, you must imitate action, continue performing your role while secretly changing the film role. This is what Zeeland calls following, consciously obeying the script while maintaining awareness of your ability to compose a different reality. Obsessing over control leads to counterproductive paranoia. When you fixate on how, your self-awareness awakens but obstructs progress by focusing on your ideas rather than the goal. The solution is focusing solely on the goal while observing yourself, following the script's nudges as dictates of power. Surrender to external power consciously, not with knee-jerk resistance, but with purpose. You can compose both your external reality and yourself, your mannequin. These mannequins exist in films stored in eternity's archive. In dreams and physical reality, your consciousness animates these mannequins, entering new versions of yourself on successive film roles. The imitation technique helps acquire qualities you don't yet possess. Fake having what you desire, a beautiful body, charming personality, success, and reality will manifest your illusion physically. Create a virtual reality with your thoughts, illuminated by the plate. Live the feeling of already being what you desire. To become magnificent, don't focus on shortcomings. Find an inspiring goal benefiting yourself and others, and concentrate on personal development. Despite imperfections, you are perfect because the Creator's spark exists within you. Think big when setting goals. Aim for what awakens your genius. This is technical, not miraculous. By setting a reality where you're brilliant, you move on to film roles where you do brilliant things. Replace "give me" with "here, take," and transform negative thoughts into positive ones.